Blog Talk Radio.
So, it's Anita, and this is Rambles. Back to a 15-minute format because I did not have my show outlines up. My Microsoft is currently frozen, and I'm like, okay, I've got a show, and the election's over. I'm like, oh, dear God. 49 or 46%, almost half of the, well, I'm just going to say, almost half of the U.S. population that was eligible to vote did not vote for president. Yeah, look what happened. They can't complain. You know how in Baptist you hear the religious, I can't complain, complaint? Yeah, they can't even. Those non-voters can't even do that. No, I don't want to hear them complain about, oh, there were other options. Come on. You may not have liked Trump. You may not have liked Clinton. You may have been hurt about Bernie, but you know what? Stop acting like an entitled brat. Got your butt up and voted. And you could have voted absentee. Could have voted on weekends. It's like green eggs and ham. You can vote in the mail. You can vote in person. You can vote on weekend. You didn't even do that. I was listening, and I know this is ramble, so anyway. Listening to an outtake from Hamilton called Congratulations. Congratulations, you non-voters. This is what you did. Really check it out on YouTube. I can't sing it because of copyright infringement. But basically, Angela got mad at Alexander and came back and she's like, you messed up. Let the animals out of the zoo. Congratulations. You messed up. That is how I feel about the non-voters. Congratulations. Congratulations for what you did. It's not the Trump voters. No. They were like 60-70% of the voters. That still left 83%. So, where's Angela? Congratulations for what you did. Just, no. I don't know how this is considering a division. You could have voted. I'm not going to vote again. You know how your parents get angry and they're like, just eat the damn vegetable. That's how I'm feeling about those non-voters. Congratulations. Almost 4 years. This is your being grounded for 4 years. Whatever happens, I voted. I voted early. I voted before my writing class, which I have been enjoying for almost 2 months. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. There was only one other person in line ahead of me. So, you know, we talked. I went in, I did my business. It wasn't like taking care of a bodily function. Well, actually, it sort of was because I did debate who to vote for, and I did make the decision to vote. I feel like I should have done better research on voting because Waterman Dre, on YouTube, this is a commentary, made a point about voting. The most important part, not just the president part, local. You can deal with the sheriff on a daily basis. You're more likely to deal with the sheriff in your town than the president. That doesn't mean you don't vote for the president. I'm voting. Anyway, you do vote. So the point I'm trying to make, I did not research as well as I should have the locals. Next election, I really have to do better about that. So that's a spanking for me. Not even the fun spanking. Well, you might spank. But, you know, my sex life is not the topic of this episode. And my sex life is, it's a joke. It's a joke that at the moment probably would not be interesting, or I can, another topic another day. Anyway, so I did my business. I probably took like 15 minutes. It was longer to wait than do it. And frankly, it reminded me of the second day of my period. I know I'm sounding like Janet Jackson's feedback, but the first day of my period is not bad. This election was the second day of my period. It's necessary. I did it. I wanted a drink afterwards. And I went to the library to do it. they had a word fine. Would have had a two-sided word fine. I did the word fine. I wish there was liquor. I really wish I had liquor outside, but I get it because you have alcoholics and then you're downtown and blah, blah, blah. So for safety reasons, they had no liquor. And also I had rare books and artifacts. So I was like, no liquor. I should have got a shot. But then also I probably would end up missing my writing class by getting drunk. Moonshine margarita would have been so much better. Or maybe some Jack Daniels mixed with gin. We did this to ourselves when it came to president. The local was a little difficult when it came to research. I read the pamphlet. Should have done more with Google besides, you know, listening to B-sides of one of my favorite artists. I just wish she'd get off the drug. I wish she would clean herself up, but I love her B-sides. Yeah. She should do it unreleased and not having to pull a Whitney Houston and, you know, walk out. But yeah, the research really should have been better. But the thing is, my writing class is actually going really well. I started taking it a couple of months ago because last year when I was, I'm not sure, I don't really have the time to talk about, long story short, I went through a phase where I was sort of unhappy and sad. I started writing. Writing is not my best talent. I can write. And if I'm having a bad reaction to medication for an infection and throwing up, I can write a paper and get an A on it. And yeah, that happened when I was in college. And after throwing up, I wanted gummy worms. And that's an interesting story in and of itself with somebody who felt like being in my relationship with my friend X, best friend benefits, blah, 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 blah. So I originally started out in print, went on to radio and television, hence me hosting the show. My writing skills were more journalistic based versus story based, and that's a talent. I got my mom's first name, but not her writing abilities. Yeah, I was named after my mom. It wasn't a junior thing. She almost, hers on her birth certificate is AN. Mine is on my birth certificate is IN, and I have a middle name and it's my only last name. But my writing is not as good as hers. She got local awards. I got You're a Genius Who Can't Write. And you need to go to a writing class and a letter back of everything I did wrong in a writing class. So anyway, last year I started writing short stories. I found a class downtown when I came to Charlotte and wrote, and it was about how to write a query letter. And that's basically a letter to author to potential publishers of, hey, I have this story, this novel I wrote, and I'm looking for an agent. Here's a summary, you know. And now they're agents, just like actor agents, and they send it to a major publisher, and you go. And we talked about that, and I realized I liked the class. It was a way for me to socialize because soap making is a solitary thing, body product making, a working from home period. And also I really, really, if I'm going to write short stories and plan on turning them into novels, I need to, you know, improve my writing skills. And I really enjoy the class. Yesterday we had a spoken word thing and I read some poetry. It wasn't bad. It was probably the same grade I got in my advanced composition class, which was a B-. And then I got a letter of everything I did wrong in the class. Yeah, well, I told you, mine's not my thing. It's not the best thing for me, but I'm really learning a lot in note-taking and how to write a good character and expand and really helping. Also, I joined a writing group on Facebook, so it helps. And the candidate I wanted to be president is wagging his tail. He's already had a 4.5-mile walk, but you can't tell him anything. He is in his 63 years of dog age, and I think he's about to clean himself, but he's like 10 pounds. He'll be all right. So, yeah, the writing class, I do it on Thursdays, and it's great. really cool class, and I like the classmates and the teacher, and it's really helping me get out of my comfort zone. Soap making, it's like funny because a few months before my depression and me writing short stories, I got into body product making. I met a massage therapist when I was in Houston, and he needed help with ethnic skin because he was not black. So he didn't know how, you know, making stuff for black skin. So I was like, okay, I'll help you make oil. And I was like, okay, I want to learn how to make butter. I still don't know how to make. I have a recipe for a butter. I still haven't made it. Then I was like, okay, butters, oils. Oh, I'll try soap making. So last year for my mom's bio mom, my biological mom's, it would have been her 62nd birthday. I took my first soap making class. We did melt and pour, and I actually met a soap maker because of my therapist. I know I sound like such a bougie person for saying it, but shoot, I've been in and out of therapy since I was 19, so whatever. And at least this last therapist I actually liked, I like 3 out of 4 of my therapists. You know, 70 still a better grade than some of my classes. I was in school, and I was, for the most, anyway, another topic, another day. And I got into melt and pour, and I've been branching out. I figured out what kind of soaps I like making, and I still want to get certified by the Soap Making Guild. Right now, I'm on my flower phase, so my, and I do have a page if anybody's interested. It is Body Products R Us. Also, if you'd like to for me to email you some of my work, my email address is for my body products is I as in igloo, C as in car, A as in apple, G as in George, A as in apple, 2004@gmail.com, and you, I can send you pictures of my work and also the prices because the ones that I use, like coffee, which I've been drinking a lot of, I've had almost 8 cups today. Yeah, and I've also been on my carb thing. So sometimes I use rice, sometimes I use quinoa, fragrance, colors, and I really found the trademark soaps I like. And I was working in an office just, I've done it, but I really like being creative, and that's part of the writing along with the soap making and hosting my podcast, which I absolutely love doing because I have something to say. And I really like my listeners. Hopefully next year I can finally have a 1-800 number, a toll-free number, so, you know, listeners can call in. So, yeah, that's basically what's been happening in a few days. So I know my listeners are probably going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turkey. Got my 92nd prompt. So I hope you guys enjoy Thanksgiving. And it's the start of the holiday food season. So buy the pants you think you'll fit into that you're 98% positive will fit through this season. And it means basically the day after Thanksgiving, go up a pants. Go up a pants size so you can have at least 46 weeks out of the year where you feel skinny. And these pants are only to be worn the last, or dresses, are only to be worn the last 6 weeks of the year because there will be a lot of parties. There will be Thanksgiving. There will be Christmas, Kwanzaa, basically 6 holidays, let's see, Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, probably the Islamic holiday I can never pronounce right, just like the scarf thing. Not to be, you know, I'm not being anti-Islam, I just can't pronounce it correctly, but basically it's like, okay, these are the, you're really not going to die at these last 6 weeks. Got my 10-second prompt, so this is Ramble. I'm Anita. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you in December. Bye.